Blog Talk Radio.
I just love our opening. It just sounds so sweet and soft coming in. Well, welcome everybody to a Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lennox and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, plus time to time, special guest psychics will be joining us. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or to validate past readings that we've told you about. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from the heart. If your phone is blocked with a 111 number, you could be disconnected. Please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. For an intimate reading or a one-on-one contact, you can reach us at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Or you can send us a message on our Facebook page, Nina's, or either our show page, The Essence of Success Network. And we'll get back with you just as soon as possible. We thank you for joining and supporting our weekly Sunday show, whether it's around the world, in the chat room, or just calling in on the phone. We are very much appreciative and grateful for you joining the show. Now, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Nina. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon, Lennox. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I have no special announcements right now other than what Lennox has already said. One question per caller. I will be calling you on that now. We need to give everybody a chance. And if you want more questions answered, then you need to get a hold of us and have a reading. Other than that, just a reminder, as a Reiki master, I think you all know that when you come into contact with people, whether it be personal contact or talking to someone or whatever the case may be, it all affects your aura, and your aura is the color that surrounds you. So it leaves some impurities, some tracks, whatever you may call it. I cleanse my aura every day, and if you are into that, look it up and maybe do the same for yourself. Now, the reason I am telling you this is that some of you bounce from one psychic to another. Now, this is leaving residue. All of us do that. It makes it hard for us as psychics to make accurate reading if you are bouncing from one psychic to another because you don't like what you're hearing. Pick a psychic, stay with them, and let them help you. But don't bounce from one show or one psychic to another. Please be fair. That's basically what I'm asking you. Be fair to us as psychics. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, very good, very good. I'm in total agreement, totally and unconditionally with you, Nina. Okay, well, I do have some birthdays. Happy birthday to Ed, to my nephew David. Happy birthday to me, which was Friday. Happy birthday to my cousin Wai. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to a famous comedian, Chocolate Chi. Her and I share the same birthday. Happy birthday to Sandra Johnson, and happy birthday to Miss Tanika Robinson. Well, I thought I'd read the 23rd song, and then I just want to go over the theme of horoscopes for this month. I'm not going to go through them and read them. I did it on Sunday, but just so that you remember the theme. Okay, the 23rd song, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our lives, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, this is just a summary outline for the horoscopes for January 2017. Once you make a decision or decide upon a goal, make a commitment to it, and let nothing divert you from it or keep you from attaining it. Recognize the patterns that have sabotaged you in the past and cut them off. This is a gestation period. Changes are taking place on the inner planes, and at the appropriate time, these new energies will be released and you will spring back into full force. Visualize the desired result as an accomplished fact and act as if you are already where you want to be, and it shall be. Help will come if you need it, and things are going to turn out quite differently than you anticipated. So you can expect a surprise or two this month. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Today is Martin Luther King. For a lot of people, tomorrow's a holiday. They're off on Monday. But anyway, happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. Also, the full moon we just passed was on the 11th. Your new moon, if you want to jot it down on your calendar, is the 27th of January. Okay, well, if there's not anything else, I guess we can begin. Miss Nina, what you think?
I think we can do that, Lannis.
All righty. Well, our first caller has got a block number, so welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Who is this? You're on the air, ma'am.
Hi, this is Brianna.
Leona?
Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Brianna.
Brianna.
Okay.
Yeah, Brianna.
Well, good afternoon, Brianna. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, thank you. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Terrific.
Awesome.
Good. Okay, so my question is about my friend Tyler. We've been best friends for about 6 years now. And I was just wondering, is he starting to like me more than a friend? I'm kind of getting, a different vibe from him now. I just want to know what you guys pick up or see or feel.
And this is from your son?
No. This is my friend Tyler. We've been best friends for 6 years.
Okay, friend. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was
better.
Like starting to have feelings or like me more.
Okay, let's see what's going on with Mr. Tyler. I see him walking through trees with the wind blowing on each side of him, like he's walking through a breeze. A fresh air. He's not looking back though. He's just keep walking forward, but the the wind and the leaves are just passing by him on each side. I'm asking, are you two going to be together? But I'm getting a blank. Nina, are you picking up anything for Brianna?
The angels are telling me to ask him. Ask him. Ask him what if something has changed with him. Ask him what's going on. You're best friends. You should be able to do that.
I know, but I feel like because we're best friends, it's kind of, like, I don't know, weird to do it. That's why I was, like, trying to see if, like, you guys picked up on anything, like, if he liked me more than a friend.
Are you looking for more than friendship?
Huh?
Are you looking for more than friendship at this time?
I mean, I'm not opposed to anything because, like, I mean, I can tell, like, he's, like, flirts. And there's been things kind of going on lately that made me think, okay, I feel like he's kind of, I don't know, thinking of me more than a friend. Like little things I used to know about him that have kind of changed, like the way he's talking about, like, to me, like, it's being more, like, flirty, and I don't know. So I was just confused, which is why I, like, kind of need, like, some guidance or something.
Yeah, asking because I'm not picking up anything relationship-wise. I just see him walking down the street and the leaves blowing past him, and he's just like he's walking in the wind, but he's like a free spirit. So I don't know. I agree with Nina. Ask him. Just have a conversation
yeah.
with him since you guys are close.
Yeah.
So what would I ask him, though?
I would just ask him if something has changed with him, that you've noticed a difference in his approach to you. And you're just wondering
if I kind of brought it up to him because, like, lately he's been calling me, like, babe a lot and, like, doing, like, little things. And I brought it up to him, and he would kind of, like, make it seem like, you know, nothing has, like, I don't know, nothing has changed. Like, he thinks it's, like, not a big deal. But it's just he's never used to do that before.
Communication.
Yeah, definitely.
So you guys don't know?
Well, I'm picking up that something has changed with him, but it was brought about by another friend. That's what they're telling me. The angels are telling me that some friend has maybe changed the situation.
What, like, changed, like, the way he looks at me, or changed what?
Changed the way he's looking at you, yes. I'm not sure what exactly that means. That's just what they're telling you. But you need to sit down and talk to him. If he's your best friend, no matter what you say, everything will work out.
Okay. I just don't want to look stupid or ruin anything.
Why would you look stupid in your friends?
Because,
don't say that.
I think it's because, like, we're so close that it makes it weird because I just don't want to ruin, like, our friendship if, like, maybe that's not what he wants or that's not what he was going for and I'm just picking up on something wrong.
Yeah, definitely ask him if there's something wrong. That's how I would approach it. Ask him if there's something wrong, that you've picked up a feeling like there may be something wrong, and put it that way and leave his court to explode. Then don't go any further. If he doesn't say anything about it, don't go any further, drop it. And just see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome, Brianna. Sorry we didn't give you the answer you were looking for, but we can only tell you what we feel and what we see. Okay. Next caller, 901. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, lady. This is Anna. I don't have anything. I'm just listening. My Wi-Fi is on the blinks.
Uh-oh. Okay. Let me put you back on so you can hear. Thank you for calling, Anna. Put you so you can hear it. Okay. All right. Any questions out of the chat room?
Just let me pop in there and see what's going on. No, there's nothing. There's only Heather in the chat room with me right now. So, nope, nothing going on in there. I have a guest in there that hasn't really... in. But, yeah, Heather, if you want to call in, or I can...
Hello?
Hi. Are breaking up a little bit.
Yeah. Who? Me or you? I hear you breaking
you.
Up.
No, you are. It's your phone. It's your connection or whatever. There's a lot of noise and background noise right now.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know.
Okay.
It's your mic or what's going on, but something's happening.
Okay, how's that? I took my mic off. Is that better?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, I took the mic off. It's so old, probably need to buy a new one. Okay. Well, I don't have anything. The only thing that I could possibly do is I could do the partnership prayer, because I don't have anything to discuss or talk about at this time. Do
well,
you, Nina?
No, I don't really have anything either, other than to say that Holly and I are working on a new topic for our Tuesday show, Passage to Empowerment. We haven't yet come up with anything because both of us have been so busy, but that will be coming back to you guys eventually.
Okay, sounds good. That sounds good. And just to let everybody know, remember, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock we have psychic readings as well. And Thursday is a gospel show at 10 a.m. in the morning for a half an hour, gospel music. And then Friday, of course, is Friday Traffic Jams, where I take you into the weekend with a smile on your face and hopefully a little wiggle in your walk. So, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Nina, I'm going to do this prayer because it's just on me right now to do this partnership. So, this is for everybody that's out there in the listening audience, chat room, and on the phone. We create a partner who revels in being partnered with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, and who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We create a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intention, with this belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, and by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. And so be it, it is done. All right. So there's a relationship prayer for all you folks. We might be missing a few people today because of the football game. Y'all know the Green Bay and the Dallas Cowboys are playing. So anyway, at least the weather is better. I think we've made it through the ice storms or whatever that was going across the United States, so hopefully this week will be a much better week environment-wise for all of us. Things will look up and be better.
Lennox, we were in a deep freeze up here. It was minus 40 with the wind chill, which is on the Celsius, but Celsius and Fahrenheit are the same at minus 40, so that's how cold it was up here this past week. It is beautiful today. We're on the plus side, melting side of things, so it's so awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful here today too, Nina. The sun is just out, shining just as beautiful, and yes, indeedy, it's a good Sunday in the world, y'all.
Well, especially on
Sunday.
The west.
Yes. Yes.
I need a break from that freezing cold. I'll tell you, warming up my old van to take kids to school used up the gas.
Ooh, trying to keep warm, huh?
Well, you have to warm it up, otherwise the windows are all frosted over. So, yeah, I haven't. It being a Chevy, the Chevys don't have very great heaters in them, so it took a while. Two gas like crazy. But I'm hoping that this is the end of our deep freeze. And, yeah, you know what, you all? If we don't get a caller within the next couple of minutes, I'll cut her short.
Okay, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Only because I want to go back to the football game.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Heather wants to know the rest of the month finishing out.
Okay, Heather, what's going on for the rest of the month? Surprise, surprise, 28th, 29th of January. I don't know what that is. They just told me surprise, surprise for those 2 days. So you want to mark that down. The new moon will have an effect on you, but they're telling me it's in a good way. So the new moon begins on the 27th. So anyway, a couple of days after that, surprises for you. So Heather, I guess at the end of the month, it's going to be a good deal for you, darling. Good, 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 good. That's what I see so far. You, Nina?
So far, too. The rest of the month should be awesome for you. It should be very relaxing, very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it all looks good. All looks good. What else?
How was your birthday?
My birthday was good. I tell you, I suffered the next day, though. I went and bought my own birthday cake. I bought me a chocolate mousse, but one of those little 6 inches. You know, the little ones like $3.98, you know, little small. And it was a two-tier chocolate mousse. I sat here and ate that whole thing. It took me about 3 or 4 hours. But whoo, and I was drinking apple juice while I was eating the cake, just cake and apple juice. No dinner. And the next day, it was too much sugar. Oh, my God, I was gracing the throne all day.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, way too much sugar in my body. But I tell you what, I enjoyed that chocolate mousse cake and my apple juice. I was happy. I was happy, and then the next day my girlfriends wanted to take me out for birthday lunch, and I couldn't because I told them I didn't want to embarrass myself or embarrass them. So I said, well, I have to try it next week. And then my nephew called. He wanted to take me to dinner, and I was like, you got to catch me another night, not today. Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I did. I like chocolate anyway, but I know that was way too much sugar. But that's okay. One day, I think out the year, you deserve it. You should have one day just eat what you want to eat and then go back to your regular schedule eating habits. So.
Well, let us give them enough time. I think we can close it out. And we'll talk to everybody on Wednesday.
Hey, sounds good to me. I got it going. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us, Heather and Anna and Brianna, for calling in. Appreciate it. Hope you all have a very good week. I know I am. I don't have to see an eye doctor, or do I? Oh, hell yeah, I do. Okay, never mind. Have a good week, everybody. Have a good week. Treat everybody nicely. Know that you are loved. Me and Nina send our love and light to all of you. And please join us on Wednesday at 6 p.m. for free psychic readings. And Miss Nina, any other lasting words?
No other lasting words other than I can't wait to meet my new great niece. And you all have a wonderful week. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds like a winner. Good night, everybody.
Night.